A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens. Oh, but he was a tight-fisted, squeezing, grasping, clutching, covetous old sinner Scrooge. Nobody ever stopped him in the street to say, with gladsome looks, "My dear Scrooge, how are you? When will you come to see me?" No beggars implored him to spare a trifle. No children asked him what it was o'clock. Even the blind men's dogs appeared to know him, and when they saw him coming, would tug their owners into doorways and up courts, and then would wag their tails as though they said, "No eye at all is better than an evil eye." Once upon a time, of all the good days in the year, upon a Christmas Eve, old Scrooge sat busy in his counting house. "A Merry Christmas, Uncle! God save you!" It was the voice of Scrooge's nephew, who came upon him so quickly that this was the first intimation of his presence.
"Bah!" said Scrooge. "Humbug!"
"Christmas a humbug, Uncle? Oh, you don't mean that, I'm sure."
"I do. What right have you to be merry? You're poor enough."
"Well, come then," resumed the nephew. "What right have you to be dismal? You're rich enough."
"Eh, humbug. Merry Christmas out upon Merry Christmas. What's Christmas time to you but a time for paying bills without money, for finding yourself a year older and not an hour richer? If I could work my will, every idiot who goes about with Merry Christmas on his lips should be boiled with his own pudding. He should. Keep Christmas in your own way and let me keep it in mine."
"Keep it? But you don't keep it."
"Well, let me leave it alone then. Much good may it do you. Much good has it ever done you."
"There are many things from which I might have derived good by which I have not profited, I dare say. Christmas among the rest. But I'm sure I've always thought of Christmas time, apart from the veneration due to its sacred name and origin, if anything belonging to it can be apart from that, as a kind, forgiving, charitable time. So, a Merry Christmas, Uncle."
"Good afternoon."
"And a Happy New Year."
"Good afternoon."
His nephew left without an angry word, stopped at the outer door to bestow greetings on the clerk, who returned them cordially.
"There's another fellow," murmured Scrooge. "My clerk, with 15 shillings a week and a wife and family, talking about a Merry Christmas. You'll want all day tomorrow, I suppose."
"Well, it's quite convenient, sir."
"It's not convenient, and it's not fair."
The clerk observed that it was only once a year.
"Sure. A poor excuse for picking a man's pocket every 25th of December. But I suppose you must have the whole day off. We'll be here all the earlier next morning." And Scrooge walked out with a growl.
The office was closed in a twinkling, and the clerk with the ends of a white comforter dangling below his waist, for he boasted no greatcoat, went down a slide on Cornhill at the end of a lane of boys 20 times in honour of it being Christmas Eve, and then ran home to Camden Town as hard as he could pelt to play at blind man's buff. When Scrooge reached what he called home...